Intelligence type with astrology case study. Carol's ascendant in Purvashada, Sagittarius, endows her with a core orientation toward optimism, truth-seeking, and moral leadership. This nakshatra enhances existential and interpersonal intelligence, grounding her personality in purpose, principled vision, and emotional resilience. She likely learns through expansive ideation, ethical engagement, and an intuitive belief in personal evolution. With Sagittarius ruling her psyche, Carol is drawn to growth, discovery, and socially impactful expression, all filtered through emotional clarity and spiritual curiosity. In her fourth house, Ketu in Purva Bhadrapada Pisces brings existential and intuitive intelligence into the emotional and inner foundation of her life. Ketu's influence suggests detachment from conventional domestic or emotional security and a tendency to learn through silence, mysticism, and introspective patterns. Carol likely has a strong inner vision and emotional intelligence tuned to symbolic meaning. Her learning comes from solitude, self-sacrifice, and decoding hidden emotional frameworks, ideal for roles involving emotional healing or spiritual counseling. Her Moon and Jupiter, conjunct in Ashlesha Cancer in the 8th house, form a powerful stream of emotional, intrapersonal, and philosophical intelligence centered around transformation, emotional legacy, and deeper knowledge. Ashlesha's psychological depth allows Carol to process intense emotional material and convert it into wisdom. This placement supports intuitive knowledge, memory recall, and a natural instinct for guiding others through emotional or subconscious transitions. She likely thrives in settings where emotional complexity is central, such as therapy, research, or spiritual teaching. Carol's Saturn in Purva Falguni Leo in the 9th house gives structure to her higher intelligence, particularly in spiritual, philosophical, or educational contexts. Although Saturn is not directly used to define intelligence types, it supports her discipline in processing expansive ideas into functional systems. It lends longevity to her learning style and reinforces a mature, value-based worldview. Her Rahu in Uttara Falguni, Virgo, in the 10th house activates ambition and originality in career matters, giving rise to task-oriented, analytical intelligence shaped by service and perfectionism. Rahu's placement here suggests she may gravitate toward unorthodox leadership or health-focused professions, especially where precision, ethical discernment, and devotion to public well-being are central. Venus in Swati in the 11th house brings a graceful mix of musical, visual, spatial, and social intelligence into her networks and long-term goals. Swati grants diplomatic finesse, adaptability, and a refined aesthetic sense, which Carol likely uses to build social bridges, manage collaborations, or create harmonious environments. She may express herself through elegant design, artistic networking, or emotionally intelligent social engagement. Finally, her Sun, Mercury, and Mars in the 12th house, Anuradha and Jyeshtha, Scorpio, create a dense cluster of existential, linguistic, and bodily kinesthetic intelligence in a hidden, spiritual, or introspective domain. Mercury in Jyeshtha sharpens her strategic and analytical thinking. Mars in Jyeshtha supports precise action in private or high-pressure contexts. And the Sun in Anuradha draws her towards soulful leadership through emotional intensity and private dedication. This powerful Scorpio trio suggests Carol's greatest intelligence may reside in her ability to observe, process, and move energy internally, later guiding others through deeply personal or symbolic transformation. Altogether, Carol's intelligence profile integrates emotional perception, symbolic clarity, service orientation, and visionary expression. She learns through introspection, expresses through art and strategy, and thrives where depth, discipline, and dignity are honored. Whether in healing, teaching, creative consultancy, or spiritual guidance, her intelligence invites others into emotional truth, inner growth, and dignified transformation. Carol's Sagittarius ascendant in Purva Ashada anchors a career path rooted in visionary truth, emotional resilience, and principled leadership. This nakshatra aligns her with roles that blend ethical clarity, communication, and healing, and her dominant intelligences, existential, intrapersonal, emotional, linguistic, and musical, make her particularly suited to vocations that require empathy, spiritual insight, and deep symbolic understanding. Her best work emerges when she is guiding others through transformation, expressing depth through refined channels, and leading with quiet integrity. In the fourth house, Ketu in Purva Bhadrapada draws Carol toward intuitive and existential intelligence, rooted in introspection and spiritual alignment. This placement suggests she may feel called to careers that revolve around emotional healing, ancestral work, or esoteric teaching, particularly from within the home, inner retreats, or private practice. Her intelligence here is quiet and internal, ideal for guiding others through subtle transitions, such as through dream interpretation, energy work, or psychological integration. Her Moon-Jupiter conjunction in Ashley's 8th house empowers her with emotional depth, therapeutic presence, and philosophical guidance. This combination makes her a natural for trauma healing, intuitive counseling, emotional alchemy, or transformation-based education. Ashlesha's emotional intelligence grants her the ability to hold psychic complexity, while Jupiter helps her contextualize it within systems of meaning. She is likely a deep listener and wise translator of emotional undercurrents, perfectly suited for one-on-one work in intimate, confidential settings. Saturn in Purva Falguni in the 9th house reinforces a long-term commitment to structured meaning-making. Though not classified under psychological intelligence types, Saturn here strengthens Carol's ability to serve as a disciplined mentor, philosophical system builder, or elder-style educator, particularly in fields involving values-based leadership or ethical frameworks. She may be drawn to mentoring younger souls in moral development, spiritual discipline, or emotional maturity. With Rahu in Uttara Falguni in the 10th house, Carol's professional drive is shaped by service-focused, practical, and transformational intelligence. This placement supports careers in alternative health, ethical entrepreneurship, or reform-oriented public roles, especially where order, clarity, and high standards are needed. She thrives in roles that require a balance of precision and emotional refinement, offering innovation without sacrificing depth or integrity. Venus in Swati in the 11th house provides her with musical, visual, spatial, and social intelligence within collaborative and artistic domains. She could thrive in aesthetic consulting, art-based healing, team building, or diplomatic leadership, especially in spaces that value both independence and connection. Her grace and adaptability allow her to thrive in artistic or social environments, making her a valuable contributor to collective projects that require balance, harmony, and relational skill. Her Sun, Mercury, and Mars in the 12th house, spanning Anuradha and Jyeshtha, orient her gifts toward behind-the-scenes leadership, symbolic articulation, and emotionally intelligent strategy. This setup is ideal for careers in depth coaching, private spiritual facilitation, psychological research, or sacred arts, where private mastery supports public transformation. These placements allow Carol to operate as a quiet force, observing deeply, acting precisely, and communicating with emotional intelligence rooted in insight. Altogether, Carol is most aligned with vocations that integrate emotional healing, symbolic clarity, ethical leadership, and soulful communication. Whether through therapy, creative mentorship, spiritual teaching, or transformational guidance, her presence carries quiet power. Her career is not built on volume or visibility, but on resonance, refinement, and deep emotional literacy, all of which make her a guide for others seeking transformation, truth, and inner coherence.